Illegal re-entry into U.S. lands, convicted felon in federal prison for 6 years. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Houston, a 33-year-old illegal alien from Mexico has been sentenced for unlawfully re-entering the country again. Leonardo Cordona Hernandez illegally resided in Houston and pleaded guilty December 9, 2025. U.S. District Judge Charles Eskridge has now ordered Cordona Hernandez to serve 72 months in federal prison. Not a U.S. citizen, he is expected to face removal proceedings following his imprisonment. At the hearing, the court heard additional evidence about his criminal history while illegally present in the United States. Cordona Hernandez has prior felony convictions for robbery or attempted robbery with dangerous weapon, conspiracy to traffic in a controlled dangerous substance, possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of a firearm by felon and driving while intoxicated. Authorities first removed Cordona Hernandez from the United States in October 2011, and he repeatedly returned illegally. On February 14, 2024, law enforcement discovered him again in Houston with no authorization to be in the United States. Cordona Hernandez has been and will remain in custody pending transfer to a Federal Bureau of Prisons facility to be determined in the near future. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Enforcement and Removal Operations conducted the investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ben Hostetter prosecuted the case. This case is part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Updated May 28, 2026.